We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants. That generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Greetings and welcome, kind viewers. It's a pleasure to have your company today on Noteworthy News, Constructive News for a Better World.
Constructive News for a Peaceful World. Our programs are broadcast 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 91 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siet Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basakam Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blondel Sat. And in Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Acerna.
In Brazil, in Sao Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Verde. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV, and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo, Buin, Paine. In San Bernardo, Calidad de Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarenda Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarenda TV. In Guachetá, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Guachetá TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableva TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor, in Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vesión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In localidad Encantiva, Upaseta, Boyaca Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria, Nanueva, San Francisco, and Arbarizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro, 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In localidad Fontibón and localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Encantiva, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolivar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolivar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre, Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central Buenos Aires, Provincia de Punta Arenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tereo El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Horatel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 3 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa de la Guaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Tongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingjiang Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guoshong Cable TV. And in Bozu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialiang Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xingyuan Cable TV. And in Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Alte Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Elhat Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukhbatar Zeleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Elhat Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzurg and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV, in Khotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Samburt Company, and in Senchan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sunpower Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, in TK Province, and Boracay Island, Cable 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg, on Vinamtel. And in Hamburg, on Vilitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Mozambique and Namibia sign a visa-free agreement. In animal welfare news, pilots in the United States help rescue dog and cat friends. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, July 8th, is the birthday of the Prime Minister of Liechtenstein, His Excellency Dr. Klaus Tschutscher, born in 1967. During His Excellency's administration, the economy of the nation has continued to improve. Prime Minister Tschutscher emphasizes working with ethics and in harmony with the environment. His Excellency said, "Values have economical benefits which include empathy, trust, and decency. Sustainable development and responsible investment are two key definitions for the benefit of future generations. Our respectful thankfulness, Your Excellency Dr. Klaus Tschutscher, for your commitment to enhancing lives of your fellow citizens. We wish you a very happy birthday with loved ones."
Fly-in news. Post-disaster nuclear safety efforts continue in Japan. More than 100 days after the initial quake and tsunami devastated northeastern Japan and caused a nuclear emergency, the nation's cabinet approved a second extra reconstruction budget of $25 billion for disaster relief on Tuesday, July 5th. Part of the funding will go to help families rebuild who lost their homes to the disaster. The government has meanwhile readied 30,000 prefabricated houses, each equipped with a television, refrigerator, and other electrical appliances as temporary shelter for the displaced. However, many survivors, especially the elderly, are hesitant to leave the evacuation centres, saying that being in the company of others has assisted their healing process.
Meanwhile, the drawn-out nuclear crisis continues at Tokyo Electric Power Company's, or TEPCO, disaster-stricken Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant. Radioactive substances are still being detected far away from the accident site, indicating continued leaks. On Tuesday, the Fukushima Network for Saving Children from Radiation and five other non-governmental organizations revealed that soil 60 kilometers from the nuclear plant contained radiation levels higher than those which prompted a resettlement order following the 1986 Chernobyl disaster. A survey of four locations revealed radioactive cesium at levels up to 4.5 times Japan's legal limits. Over the past weekend, traces of the highly toxic substance was also detected in the capital Tokyo's tap water for the first time in over 2 months. Although Japanese officials say the level was below the government safety limit, this comes after 10 children from Fukushima City tested positive for trace amounts of radioactive cesium. Parents of schoolchildren at Tokyo's most populous Setagaya ward submitted a petition with 6,000 signatures on Wednesday asking for increased measures to ensure young students' safety from radiation.
In response to continued concerns over nuclear safety, the government announced on Wednesday that it would be conducting stress tests on all of Japan's nuclear power plants. The tests will be modelled after those being conducted in Europe to determine each facility's ability to withstand severe events such as the March 11 quake and tsunami.
"Our appreciation all officials, experts and groups working to secure the long-term safety of humans, animals and the environment alike. May such hazardous conditions be alleviated through our striving for greater harmony with all fellow inhabitants on Earth."
Strong winds disrupt Australian state. On the evening of Tuesday, July 5th, gusts of 140 km/h winds hit the state of New South Wales, injuring at least one person, as trees and power lines were brought down and some 24,000 homes were left without electricity. A number of roads were blocked by debris, with passenger trains also halted by fallen trees, suspending railway traffic in some areas until early next week as crews assessed damage. The state emergency services, meanwhile, responded to 1,700 calls as of Thursday, most relating 18 fallen trees and roof damage. At Sydney Airport, the strong winds also caused one runway to be closed, with several days of delays for both international and domestic flights. As cleanup efforts commenced on Thursday, the New South Wales government declared a natural disaster zone in the Blue Mountains region, as well as parts of the Southern Highlands and South Coast, where more than 11,000 residents were still without power despite cold temperatures and still high winds. Repair crews had been dispatched throughout the areas to restore service as quickly as possible. We are thankful for the swift and caring efforts of the Australian Rescue and other emergency teams. Our prayers for the soon restoration of regular daily life for the storm-affected residents, and that our kinder regard for one another and the environment helps ease such calamities as these.
Engulfs Phoenix, Arizona, USA. A massive dust storm swept across the U.S. city of Phoenix and nearby areas on Tuesday, July 5th, bringing downtown traffic to a standstill as it blocked the sun, with winds that also caused power outages for thousands. The wall of dust that arrived from the desert to the south was 50 miles wide in some parts, causing drastically reduced visibility that prompted regional road travel and flight delays in and out of the state's largest airport. Residents were warned to stay indoors if possible and to seek early treatment for any signs of valley fever, an infection caused by organisms that become airborne in the dust and can cause potentially fatal illness. As residents began clearing the dirt and sand away on Wednesday, National Weather Service meteorologists stated that the storm's extreme intensity, which caused the heaviest dust layer seen in 3 decades, was due to the region's prolonged lack of rain. We are thankful for the official safety precautions in the dust-stricken region. May such potentially harmful events be lessened through our gentler and more eco-caring ways.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even travelling great distance on unfavourable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
With more and more mysterious deaths around the world, fish in Brazil.
107 pilot whales have died after becoming
flying low across the ground.
Thank you. met you first was the day of my birth. Pink and round, me oh so plump, I gaily frolicked with Mom. Lovingly you looked at me, praising, oh so round, what a cutie. Every day you came by to visit, bringing cool water and delicious veggie treats. Mommy and I were so touched, your kindness worth more than gold. I lived a peaceful life under your care and protection, growing more plump with each passing day. Just eat, rest, and play. So lovely was this early morn, as clouds were drifting across the horizon. Cuddling together, I and Mommy, unaware of the befalling tragedy. Two brawny young men, strong like tigers and elephants, squashed my tiny body flat into a cage of horror. There was no way to escape. Oh God, what purgatory was this? I wailed in fear and terror. Mom, oh Mom, please save me. Oh caretaker, please come protect me, quickly. Rescue my life, I'm still at a tender age. Mom was crying out in sorrow, tears of desperation filling her eyes. The immense heavens cannot contain this horrendous, heart-wrenching pain. My caretaker turned away, hands busy counting a stack of money. Haplessly, I rolled around in the car trunk, breaking heart more painful than bodily misery. The two young men bantered, "This piglet will be so tasty. Tomorrow we'll slaughter him to celebrate the birth of the wife's newborn baby." Oh, how ironic this life. My soul is shattered. Tears flow in my heart like blood running in rivulets. I thought you loved me, nurturing me to maturity. But all this was a sham. It's all just about profit and gain. Tomorrow my body will be cut to pieces, my flesh and bones turned to sheer torture, just so people can laugh in merriment at their happy feasts and gathering. To your children and others too, I wish them all long lives so the family can stay together, not endure the same fate as mine. I pray the whole family lives nobly, to be human in many lifetimes, and never be reborn as pigs, paying forever karmic debts. Alas, goodbye, life. I ache for my gentle, suffering mother. In tears, I'm overcome. Oh, Mommy! Mom! Mom!
We can still save the planet. Day 565. Be vegan. Supreme Master Qinghai.
Citizens speak out. People in Cuba, Libya, Pakistan, Syria, United Kingdom, United States, and Yemen continue to stand up in solidarity as they request that their governments grant greater rights, freedoms, job opportunities, and true democracies for themselves and fellow country persons.
Pakistan. After 24 people were found dead overnight in the city of Karachi, with over 1,300 killed since January, the Human Rights Commission of Pakistan on Wednesday, July 6th, spoke out against the government, calling for more efforts to promote peaceful coexistence and halt the killings.
Cuba and the United States. the religious group Pastors for Peace successfully crossed the U.S. border into Canada to collect humanitarian aid as part of its annual U.S.-Cuba Friendship Caravan, with participants next planning to cross into Mexico en route to Cuba. Through their efforts, the group is peacefully protesting and hopes to help end the U.S. government's 50-year economic blockade on Cuba.
On Thursday, despite a rare and direct appeal made by U.S. President Barack Obama for the nation's Supreme Court to halt the death penalty of Mexican national Humberto Leal Garcia, pending consideration of additional facts, the court denied his request. Texas State Governor Rick Perry authorized the capital punishment to be carried out, and Mr. Leal was killed Thursday evening. The Mexican government had also previously requested a reprieve on the basis that following his arrest in 1994, Mr. Leal had not been provided consular access, which has since been ruled to be in violation of international law.
United Kingdom. New allegations of phone hacking emerged against the UK-based News of the World on Thursday, these charging that family members of slain British soldiers had also been subjected to message tampering. In response, international media entrepreneur Rupert Murdoch, whose company owns the 168-year-old weekly publication, announced the paper's closure, saying that all revenues from this Sunday's final edition will go to good causes.
Libya. On Wednesday, South African Foreign Minister Maete and Koana Mashabane said that envoys sent by Libyan leader Colonel Muammar Gaddafi have stated that he will not stand in the way of peace talks, which the African Union has offered to mediate.
Libyan Deputy Foreign Minister Khalid Kaim also spoke of the possibility that a timely settlement might be reached to allow for a tranquil holy month of Ramadan.
Syria. As the government's brutal crackdown has forced thousands of people to flee into Turkey and Lebanon, the Jordan Times reports that more recently, about 150 Syrians also fled across the Jordanian border this past week from the besieged city of Hama.
Over 100 families or 1,000 people have left in efforts to escape the violence, as at least 23 citizens were killed in the crackdown by Syrian forces. On Thursday, United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon stated that the killings must stop and urged the government to permit access for UN humanitarian and human rights officials to assess the situation inside the country.
Yemen. In a statement Wednesday, the United Nations said that Yemen is facing an urgent humanitarian crisis with shortages of basic necessities, as it warned that citizens must be protected from becoming victims of collective punishment due to the current government crisis.
On Thursday, Yemeni President Ali Abdullah Saleh appeared in his first televised speech since seeking medical treatment in Saudi Arabia after a June 3 attack on his presidential compound. Despite severe injuries and having undergone 8 surgeries, the president said that he was recovering and that he welcomed talks with activist groups while vowing to respond to his attackers.
As we mourn the lives lost and are saddened by the plight of those who suffer from injury and fear, we pray for the strife in all nations to cease, with people everywhere choosing to coexist in dignity, freedom and peace.
Save Our Planet. Research presented by Australian scientists on July 4, 2011, revealed that rising air temperatures in the Arctic, the most rapidly warming area on Earth, have created conditions of increased rainfall and less snowfall, which in turn has raised the risk of sea ice melt in the region.
Save Our Planet. A July 2011 report by global reinsurer Swiss Re warns that climate change is likely to result in widespread property damage as prolonged dry spells alter soil conditions and threaten the foundations of homes, bridges, factories and other structures.
Hello, I'm Comfy the Koala, here along with my darling daughter Cuddly.
We're dedicated vegans with a tip on the avocado fruit.
Did you know that the greatest concentration of carotenoids is found in the dark green flesh next to the skin?
Be sure to peel or scoop your delicious avocado carefully to receive the highest nutritional content.
A big thank you for being veg and going green to save the planet. And thank you for tuning in.
Now the weather around the globe.
Yeah.
from the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association News from Formosa or Taiwan. Our association members, the Department of Environmental Protection of Taipei City Government and Mingtao University of Changhua, jointly held the From Crisis to Peace Conference in Taipei, reflecting the message of Supreme Master Qinghai's book, From Crisis to Peace. The event focused on the vital organic vegan solution to climate change and saving the earth. Speakers included Dr. Huang Jianxun, the editor of the book, The Essential Diet of New Age, and director of hospice of National Taiwan University Hospital, Yun Lin Branch. He encouraged veganism to reduce insurance expenses and to safeguard employees' health. Dr. Chen Xuxiong, president of Mingtao University and president of Association of Taiwan Organic Agriculture Promotion, emphasized a locally grown organic plant-based diet to reduce carbon emissions and maintain ecological harmony. Deputy Minister Lin Chongming concluded the gathering discussing the comprehensive advantages of the animal-free diet.
So if you make it into an organic diet, 慈悲为怀，你不再杀生，你会真正的节能减碳。我们希望说，我们后代子孙到这个地球来的时候，还有干净的空气可以呼吸，还有干净的水可以饮用，而且最重要，我们还有健康的土壤，可以让它生产他们需要的食物。
The event attracted more than 500 people, including business elites and government officials such as Secretary General of New Taipei City Government, His Excellency Dr. Chen Chun-Chien.
新北市政府可以说你生产的有机农业，我把你全部采购，然后我帮你创造行销的系统，我来行销或是到我们的一些机关或是民众，那我相信对整个素食的倡导也会更加的有效，所以它是多赢的。今天的这个三位讲者哈，那我们的感受真的是我们必须哈立即采取行动，假如说不采取的话，真的我们真的会来不及。吃素环保来救地球。
Our sincere thankfulness, Taipei City Government, Mingtao University, Deputy Minister Lin Songming, Dr. Chen Xixiong, Dr. Huang Jianxun, and all those involved in this informative conference. Our deep appreciation for Supreme Master Qinghai's sharing of the organic, compassionate vegan way to protect our planet through her crucial book, From Crisis to Peace. May each global citizen choose a cruelty-free lifestyle for a benevolent and tranquil earth.
In good governance news, Mozambique and Namibia can visit each other visa-free. The respective countries' interior ministers signed an agreement which also includes clauses promoting diplomatic cooperation. Namibia had already abolished entry requirements for citizens of the Southern African Development Community some years ago. Mozambican Foreign Minister Aldemiro Baloy said, "In essence, this memorandum of understanding formalizes a practice that already exists between Mozambique and all the countries of the region. Congratulations, Mozambique and Namibia, on reaffirming the cordial relations between your two nations. May your kind-hearted citizens continue to move closer in friendship and understanding." Up next on Noteworthy News, precious canines and felines are helped to start a new life through the kindness of pilots. We're going to thank God for giving us this cherished life. Stay tuned for more happy news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News. Wonderful news for a marvelous world. In animal welfare news, pilots help rescue dogs and cats. Pilots and Paws connects animal rescuers and pilots from all over the United States. Felines and canines who have been taken from abusive situations or are in danger of being euthanized are picked up by one of the 2,000 pilots registered with the organization. They then fly the sweet animals to pre-planned destinations where adoptive or foster families are already in place. One of the pilots, Mr. John Quimby from Ohio, has two sons who take turns accompanying him on his flights, helping to keep the animal friends relaxed. Bravo, pilots and paws, on your heroic journeys. May loving homes be awaiting each of your precious passengers.
Let's now join in laughter with a joke told in Russian entitled Love.
Я не могу выйти за тебя замуж. Я на год старше тебя.
Очень хорошо. Я так тебя люблю, что могу тебя год подождать.
And now for our viewers' heartline.
A visit in a slaughterhouse changed my life within one day. I was born there once more, as a completely different man. I started fighting for animals' rights. The fear was in the air, in the animals' voices. Not a single animal wanted to be killed. Sometimes people ask me if it's hard to be a vegetarian. It's just the way you see things. Everything I see in helping the animals makes me feel certain that what I do is right and that I have chosen the right way that day in the slaughterhouse. Filip from Torun, Poland.
Compassionate Filip, thank you for sharing with us your profound realization. If all people could see the horrors that take place in the slaughterhouses, surely we would have a vegan world. We pray that humanity awakens to our noble nature as sacred guardians of our beautiful animal friends. May manifold blessings always be with you and the God-loving people of Poland.
Do you have a heartline today? We welcome your heartlines and stories. You can send them to Heartline at SupremeMasterTV.com, the address on your screen, or visit SupremeMasterTV.com/Heartline. Thank you for your presence on Noteworthy News.
May you and your loved ones be endowed with heavenly benediction.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
The European Commission announces plans to lower limits on roaming charges for mobile phone users throughout the European Union, allowing more affordable mobile and smartphone rates for those travelling in the region.
Mr. Dallas Weens of Texas, USA is recovering well after receiving the first full-face transplant surgery in the nation at Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston, saying he is grateful to now be able to feel his daughter's kisses on his face.
Over 22,000 youths from Canada, China, Estonia, Finland, Latvia, Luxembourg, Norway, Sweden and Switzerland form one large choir in Estonia as they perform in a three-day song and dance festival, a tradition in the country for almost 150 years.
The European Union announces that it will resume food aid to drought-afflicted North Korea, offering $14.5 million in supplies to help alleviate hunger and save lives.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/NWN.